sawdust ring of the New York Hippodrome, Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast bring you Jumbo, the most sensational theatrical success of a generation. Bigger than a show, better than a circus. Those Texaco dealers serve you Fire Chief gasoline, the gasoline which meets United States government specifications for fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles. Fill up with a tank full of Fire Chief. Enjoy real hair trigger starts in your car. And now, another exciting and hilarious Jumbo Fire Chief show. An audience of 4,500 people is present. The cast stars Jimmy Durante as Brainy Bowers, with Donald Novus, Gloria Grafton, Arthur Sinclair, and APK. We open with the spirit of the circus. The acrobats, the daredevils of the high wire, bareback riders and clowns must repeatedly rehearse their stunts, because to reach the top, you've got to keep trying over and over again. Has fixed tent in Fond du Lac. The United States Marshal has temporarily postponed the auction, and Brainy Bowers, the press agent, is still desperately trying to raise funds to save the circus.
Well, here I am, Brainy Bowers, after a two-day trip, bringing good news to the Considine Circus, and who's here to receive me? Nobody. It's a boycott. They're applying sanctions against me.
Brainy Bowers, so you're back at last. Did you get the money to pay off the marshal?
Congratulations, Mr. Considine. You're the luckiest man alive.
Why?
Because you got me working for you. I fixed it so you'll get all the money you need to run the circus. In the meantime, Chief, can you let me have $5?
$5? And what for?
When I started on my trip to New York, I ran afoul of the law. A cop gave me a ticket for driving 20 miles an hour.
He can't do that. The speed limit is 25 miles an hour.
I know, but not on a sidewalk.
Oh, well, here's the $5.
That's great, Chief. You won't be sorry, because I saved the circus. Now, can you let me have another $10?
Another 10? What's that for?
For damages. When I swerved to the sidewalk to avoid a cat, I smashed a store window, and during the fracas, I received infernal injuries.
You mean internal injuries?
No, infernal.
Don't be ridiculous, Brainy. Infernal means pertaining to the lower region.
Well, that's where I was injured.
All right, here's the $10. Now, where's the money you raised for the circus?
I'm coming to that, Chief. But before I reveal my secret, can you let me have another $15?
Another $15? What in the name of heaven is that for?
Keep calm, Chief. After my little mishap, my car had to be towed 6 miles. But you ain't throwing away your money. I made that fella who towed me earn every dollar of it. I left my brakes on.
What kind of a model car were you driving, anyway?
It wasn't a model. It was a horrible example. Anybody else would have turned back. but I was determined to reach New York. So I hops into the car and tries to make it go. I throws it at the first. It don't work. I throws it at the second. Still it don't work. I throws it at the neutral. Still it don't work. Then I throws in my brother-in-law. He don't work either. Then an idea comes to me. I throws in some Texaco Fire Chief gasoline, and I start from scratch. I throws it at the first. No noise. Very smooth. I throws it at the second. Still no noise. Very smooth. I throws it at the high, and I'm off. Off like a toupee in a windstorm.
But what's become of the money you raised for the circus?
What money?
Didn't you go to New York for a purpose?
Oh, yeah. I went to see my partner. You know, Chief, I own a 5% interest in a Texaco filling station in Albuquerque. And this fella is my junior partner. He owns the other 95%. He's willing to put up money for the circus if you'll adopt some of my ideas.
Greeny, what are your ideas?
We'll make it a modern circus. With music and chorus girls.
And all that help?
Why, Chief, chorus girls are the bare essentials. And music is the life of any show. Let me show you, Chief. There's your daughter, Mickey. And there's Matt Mulligan, Jr. Mickey, Matt.
Brainy, dear, it's good to see you back.
Greetings, Mickey. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Brainy.
I'm here with new ideas. I'm going to make the circus modern, streamlined, like my profile.
Well, we'll listen to your ideas later, Brainy. We've got to rehearse our bareback riding act.
That's just the point. Bareback riding. That's the old circus. But riding and singing a song at the same time, that's the new circus.
Gee, that sounds like a great idea. How about trying it, Matt?
It's okay with me, darling. Let's go. Here are the horses.
Into your song. Alley up.
At me, they were gleaming. I was starstruck. You're all my lucky charms. I'm lucky in your arms. You've opened heaven's portal here on earth for this poor mortal.
I guess you're right, Brainy. Singing in the circus is a beautiful thing.
Now I got another idea. We'll reform the menagerie. We'll give the people a human interest story about each animal. The private lives of the animals.
What are you talking about?
We'll give them the inside story. The hottest news from the animal world. And the circus will reach the biggest peak in the world. You know what the biggest peak is?
Mount Everest.
No. The biggest peak in the world is Walter Winchell. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America. This is your new zoo correspondent, Brainy, hot off the griddle bowel, bringing you all the inside gossip of your animal friends. Black, Mrs. Otto Octopus is having it renovated. She caught her husband, Otto Octopus, holding hands with 8 girlfriends at the same time. Young Alfred Alligator, one of the more up-and-coming alligators, has finally achieved his lifelong ambition. He is now with a well-known department store, has a satchel. Flash, Joe Zebra and Penelope Porcupine are that way, over the same Romeo. Last night, the zebra and the porcupine came to blows, but the porcupine won on points. Mrs. Tommy Tiger gave a small party to her husband last night. The party will be called Tommy Jr. Back! Miss Bubbles Bulldog and Alfred Waterman Airedale were all set the middle island, but they broke their engagement, and last night she gave him back his fleas. Back! Mrs. Leona Lyon just had a blessed event consisting of 8 cubs, all with red hair. Yes, sir, she had a red litter day. Stand by for a late flash. Jumbo, the prize elephant, just bought a sweetie, Rosie the Mammoth, a new 20-ton Mack Roadster. Jumbo says if you want to park your car and food, you can give your girl no better line of gas than Texaco Fire Chief. And speaking of Fire Chief, reminds me of the day when, doing some research work for the Smithsonian Institute, I was called into consultation by my old friend, Professor Einstein. After the preliminary greetings, such as shaking hands and etc., Professor Einstein says, Jimmy, I ain't been able to finish my fourth dimension. When Professor Einstein says, ain't to me, a man of my standing in the community, you could have knocked me down with a filet mignon. After a few moments of deep meditation, I said, Professor, I've got it. The body of the car has dimension number 1, width. The wheelbase has number 2, length. The engine has number 3, thickness. Now we come to the fourth dimension. You're dying to know what it is. The fourth dimension is Texaco. From the town of Kokomo to Okaloosa, Chickasaw have a stall and Syracuse. Saratoga to Tioga, Altoona to Laguna. From Canada to Mexico, the Earl that Earls is Texaco. T is for Texaco, the queen of all lubricants. T is for engines that use for exuberant. X is for excellent and economical. And A is for any other kind of gas. The idea is comical. T is for customers, all glad boys and girls. O is for O Texaco, the garbo of oil. From the town of Kokomo to Upsaloosa, Chickasaw and Havistraw and Syracuse, Saratoga to Tioga, Altoona to Laguna, from Canada to Mexico, the Earl that Earls is.
You've shown me the light. It's a new circus you're building.
That ain't the half of it, Chief. We'll open the show with the band in blue and silver marching into the ring. Their trumpets and their tubas shining like gold in the sun. They play what the circus has always cried for, a love song called The Most Beautiful Girl in the World.
Thank you.
say to swing into a picture of the past. Apple blossoms in the morning glory. That's what the public wants, memories of the past.
It's wonderful, Brainy. Look, there's Mickey in our bunk, and Matt in his brown tail coat and pearl high hat. And they're walking down like the king and queen of the Easter parade.
Yes, and they're singing songs long ago. Songs about the loveliest name in the world. The name that stands for sweetness. The name that stands for love. Mary.
Oh, what a pal was Mary. Oh, what a gal was she. An angel was born on Easter morn, and God sent her down. My heart was merry, soul of my soul divine. Though she is gone, love lingers on.
With propriety, society would say Mary. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the passion came. And there is something there that calls hope, prayer. It's a grand old
ideas for making this circus modern. But where are we going to get the money? Where's the man who's going to save us from the marshal and the officer?
He'll be here soon, Chief.
Well, I leave it to you, Brainy, while I go out and feed Jumbo.
Okay, Chief. Jellicoe.
Yes, what is it, Mr. Bowers?
Jellicoe, I'm going to introduce a ballet in a circus, and you're going to play it with me.
Well, that's wonderful, Mr. Bowers. But where'll he get the money to produce it?
Don't change the subject. Now listen to me. It's the ballet of David and Goliath. It opens in a grassy meadow. A poor shepherd boy with gold pants is pushing a diamond plow drawn by four platinum horses. The field is covered with 500 girls dressed as daisies. And they're all swaying to a classical melody. Suddenly there's a clap of thunder. And you appear as Goliath, the giant, dressed in a cast iron suit. And I come out as David, wearing nothing but a smile of innocence. And I'm tripping on my toes when you grab me by the wrist. I grab you by the wrist. We gnash our teeth and go into the rumba. Then Dinah, the tattooed lady, appears a salami. She starts to dance, and we see moving pictures. She can't decide which one of us she loves. So she dances for hours, away from me to you and away from you to me. To me, to you, to you, to me, to me, to you, to me, to you, to me. Where am I? So each of us grabs her by an arm and a leg, and we twirl her around five times. Throw her up in the air, and she lands flat on the ground with a broken heart. Then in the middle of the ballet, we fight for our love. I grab you and throw you into the cage of roaring lions.
Are they real lions?
Jellicoe, we don't fool anybody.
Yes, but suppose the lions eat me up?
Then I'll give the ballet a different ending. By the way, Jellicoe, keep your eyes open for Mr. Kennebec, a banker. I'm going to get him to back the show.
So you're going to dug up another one, eh? Did you tell this banker that the marshal's going to auction off the circus?
Of course not. I'm no gossip. I'm arranging for a trust fund.
A trust fund? You mean you're going to deposit money with the banker?
No, I want a trust fund. He should trust me funds.
Ridiculous. He won't give you money.
What's that? Why, I turned down the government. The AAA offered me $1 million and I turned it down.
Why?
I refuse to underplow any more elephants.
Well, I hope you'll get the money from your banker friend.
It's as good as banked. Come on, Jellicoe. I'll show you what follows the ballet. Call out all the aerial artists and the daredevils of the high wire.
Yes, Mr. Bowers.
And while they're doing that breathtaking stunt, I'll have the Razorback sing a brand new song. A song that I dashed off on my way back from New York. A song that's never been sung before.
What's the title of this song?
The Man on the Flying Trapeze.
Knows that Coal motors are hard to start. They waste time, temper, battery, and gasoline. As the mercury drops lower and lower, Texaco Fire Chief gasoline proves its excellence. It's a faster starting, livelier gasoline. Just consider this. Fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles must have fast starts, extra power and speed, even in the coldest weather. Federal chemists recognized this and drew up specifications for emergency gasoline. The Fire Chief gasoline that you can get at any Texaco pump meets these emergency requirements. Because of vast production, Fire Chief costs you no more than ordinary gasoline. Get a tank full at your neighborhood Texaco pump. Drive with Texaco and save. Listen in next Tuesday. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. The Jumbo Fire Chief's music by Richard Rogers and Lauren Pott, with Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks and Adolph Deutsch musical director, under the supervision of Billy Rose. As we say goodnight, remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
WKF, New York.